All right, Kyle, let's get right to it, man, to close out the show. You have been following the Langsberg and Powderville scoring dispute, which is going to be revisited, I believe, at the beginning of March to determine final standings. For our listeners that don't know anything about the story, they may be hearing about it for the first time, didn't get a chance to hear you address it at first. Can you give us the background real quick? As quick as you can, I guess, with 7 minutes left. And also let us know where we're at right now.
So essentially what had happened was back in January, Langsberg basketball had traveled to Powderville, and it was a conference game. Both teams were undefeated at that point in the season. Powderville ends up winning this game by a point. But during the game, there was a scoring discrepancy where points were taken away from Langsberg, and they were not added. The situation was tried to remedy the situation in game. There was a delay by the Powderville score table to where the refs weren't able to address it immediately, which is counter to what the MHSAA rules are on the matter. And as a result, Powderville ended up getting credited with 2 points that didn't exist. Langsberg initially, this scoring discrepancy was Langsberg lost points and Powderville gained points. They fixed the Langsberg losing points. They did not fix the Powderville gaining the extra point. The points were allegedly came from a layup from a player who was not on the court for Powderville when that happened. So Langsberg then filed an appeal with the MHSAA and the CMAC, and that's kind of where we've been up to now, where, you know, the CMAC had a meeting with their athletic directors. They went over possible solutions. They came to a solution that the game would not negatively impact any team for the rest of the season. But at the March 2nd meeting, they have to determine the final standings. And the MHSAA has said that they can't get involved with this because once the game ends, it stops being under their jurisdiction and apparently goes to the jurisdiction of the individual leagues in high school basketball. And the other wrinkle to this is that after I reviewed some other things, does not appear to be the first time that this has happened with Powderville having a scoring discrepancy benefit them. There were at least two other incidents, one in 2006-2007, where Bath lost on a Powderville scoring discrepancy, and another unnamed CMAC coach came forward to me and said that, we've had scoring issues at Powderville before, but those scoring issues for that unnamed CMAC coach did not affect the final outcome of the game.
So, that's a lot, right?
Yeah.
When it comes to this story, again, they say that this will not negatively impact the results of the standings when it comes to how?
Like, I mean, during the course of the season, they're kind of putting a pause on it. So neither team,
like the game is a wash.
The game didn't happen. But the problem is that right now in the standings, Langsberg beat Powderville Friday. So now Langsberg's in second place. The end of the season, the league's gonna ultimately have to say if the game counted or not. So that can have implications on tiebreakers for the one and the two seed.
So it sounds to me like they're hoping and praying that Langsberg and Powderville are not involved in some kind of situation in which they are tied for the conference, mm-hmm. and they have to address this. Mm-hmm. They are hoping that one of these teams separates themselves enough so that they don't have to deal with it.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds
essentially.
Like. That's basically what they're doing, right?
Yeah, and the problem has become that it's not making people happy because you had Langsberg coach saying, well, why don't we just vacate it entirely? Just have it not count, period. Which to me seems like a more irrational idea because if you have it vacated entirely, then it can't hurt anybody and it can't benefit anybody and it eliminates a tiebreaker issue because the season settles it.
Would it with both of those teams being a game behind, essentially, in comparison to the rest of the teams in the conference, though, with the rest of the teams in the conference benefit due to that game not happening?
I don't think so, because right now the conference leader is Pulamo Westphalia, and they have a tiebreaker over Powderville. They have they beat Powderville at home. PW has split with Langsberg, though, on the year. winning, with both teams winning at their respective home courts.
So current standings, real quick, what do they look like now?
PW 9-1, top of the conference. Langsberg number 2 at 9-2, and then Potterville number 3 at 9-2. But with Langsberg currently having the tiebreaker over Potterville because they beat them on Friday.
A minute left. You got to address this. You put out a piece that talked about this not being the first time that this has possibly happened. How in the world does that happen? Is this the same scorekeeper?
That's the thing. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But I have both incidents have very similar situations happening. In the Bass situation, there was a dispute at the scorer's table, but the refs had left the court. And once the refs leave the court, they can't do anything about it. And again, the Bass situation, just like the Langsberg one, was caught on video. So this has happened at least this has happened at least twice.
Wow.
With another coach who chose to remain unnamed because of how the conference is going.
Yeah, he wanted to remain anonymous. Okay.
So
all right.
It's happened at least two times and possibly a third.